guys. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Today I'm talking with Chris D'Elia, one of the stars of NBC's new sitcom, Whitney. Chris is a comedian, and he was also a series regular on the TBS show Glory Days. Whitney stars and was created by comedian Whitney Cummings, and Chris told me that she actually wrote the role of Alex with him in mind. Whitney stars and was created by comedian Whitney Cummings. Chris told me that she wrote the role of Alex with him in mind, but even though it was molded after him, he still had to audition for it. 3 times, to be exact. I still had to test and jump through all the hoops, he told me. I talked to Chris in a conference call about Whitney, how the two first met, and if he still gets nervous before auditions. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. I really do. Every little click does help. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Hey, Lance, how are you?
Good, I'm good. So how did you and Whitney initially meet?
We met at, I'll tell you where. It was an open mic over at in L.A., somewhere in Hollywood. And we just kind of were both starting out. She had been doing stand-up maybe a little bit longer than I have, but we both didn't know who each other was, and we just kind of started talking, and we took a liking to each other, and we just started doing stand-up, and then we both wound up at the Comedy Store, where we would bring each other up on stage. You know, I would follow her, she would follow me, and it just became, we became really good friends, and we've known each other now for about 5 or 6 years, and she put me on the first thing she produced called Live Nude Comedy as a stand-up. I was in a segment on that, and that was my first stand-up set that I ever did, and now she's casting me in this network show, so she's just really, she's been a good friend to me, and you know, we've always kept our friendship though, which is great. You know, it doesn't feel like she's my boss, even though she definitely is. It just feels like, you know, a very cool, fun time on set, and it's always great around. I mean, she's just so, she's such a great person to know, and great person to be around.
Yeah, sounds like a good friend to have. You said that she wrote the part with you in mind, but did you still have to, uh-huh, I don't know, I guess prove yourself to NBC? Like, did you still have to read in front of the executives?
Yeah, as I always say, like, in Hollywood, you know, everybody always hears, hey, I wrote this part for you, and then, you know, the common thing to think is, oh, I wonder who's going to end up playing it. But, you know, she wrote it for me, with me in mind, and that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that literally means nothing in Hollywood. It's just, you know, I've heard that a lot of times and not have gotten the part. But, you know, she definitely had me come in, and I had to audition 3 times, just like everybody else, you know, in front of the network, in front of the producers, in front of, you know, everybody. So, yeah, I still had to test and get by, jump through all the hoops and all that, but yeah.
Were you still nervous, like, this is my part to lose?
Dude, I don't really get nervous, man, anymore. I've been doing this for so long, and it's just like, I can honestly say that. It's weird. I don't believe people when they say that, but maybe it's because I do stand-up every night, and it's just like people just watch me every day, so it just doesn't, it's like you're either going to want me to or not, and it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you want me to do your project, I only want to do your project if you want me to do your project. I don't want to do it if you don't think I'm going to be right for it. Then get somebody else. But so no, you know, I knew Whitney wanted me to do it, and I knew it was up to the network, and if they wanted me to do it, great, and they did, and now I'm super excited to do it, you know? That's pretty much how it works.
Alex is a much more stable adult than some of your more recent characters, like on Workaholics and Glory Days. Do you find it more difficult to be funny while playing, like, a normal character than one of these crazy, over-the-top characters?
That's an interesting question. It's a different thing. I think that when you're playing an over-the-top, say, child molester, yeah, it's more wow and in your face. And I think it's a little, if you have a handle on the character, it's a little easier to make people laugh with it. But I think the humor from Whitney comes within the, it's not the wow, oh my God, what am I watching factor. It's the I can identify with that, and that's why I think it's funny. So if you can kind of hook into, you know, the real life of it all, I think that's what makes people laugh as well, in a different way, as you know, in a much different way than the character I played on Workaholics or Glory Days on TBS. We'll say.
How much does Alex reflect your views of modern relationships?
Actually, I think his views on our relationships are pretty similar to mine. You know, I mean, Whitney wrote this with me in mind, and so I am playing, I guess, for lack of better words, a version of myself. But I think I do believe that you know, nowadays especially, that people can be happy couples and be unmarried and just be a couple. I think that's okay. You know, we live in like a society where everybody's like, oh, when you get married, and then you get married, it's like, when you're having kids, and then when's this or when's that? It's like, but it's okay to just be. And I think that that's what Alex and Whitney are doing, and they're enjoying themselves a lot more than a lot of married couples. I mean, not all of them, but some of them. You know, it's not about being married or not married. It's about just being and being happy with the person you're with and taking it day by day. And that's exactly how I feel.
So you're known for being an actor and a comedian, but if you weren't performing, what else could you see yourself doing?
Man. I think I'd have one outfit and I'd be on a bench somewhere. I don't know, man. I mean, I've stuck with this profession for a long time. I've just recently gotten some success in the past few years, but there were 10 years there where I was just kind of just, I mean, kicking around. I was really just, you know, people are like, oh, you stayed with it. You, that's so great. It's such a great success story. But it's like, I just kind of didn't know what else to do. I don't even know what I would, I don't know what I could do. I really don't know. And I've thought about this a lot. Like, there's no way I would have a 9-to-5. Absolutely not. I couldn't do that. I mean, but I would need to do something creative, so I don't know what I would do. I mean, I've always been somebody who wanted to be in front of strangers making them laugh, so stand-up is just kind of what I felt like I was going to do.
And when Whitney airs every Thursday night, what are you usually doing at that time?
I like to watch it. I know some actors are weird about watching themselves, but maybe I just like myself too much. I just like watch. I like to watch it with, you know, I mean, it doesn't even matter with who. I just like to just kind of sit and watch, because, you know, it's all, you know, we work so hard on these episodes. It's like, there's something cool. Oh, I'll tell you what I do, actually. I like to check Twitter while I'm watching it and see what people are saying.
So last week, when you guys were doing impressions of each other, it looked like you guys were honestly laughing, and is there a lot of ad-lib that's done on your part?
That's a huge compliment. There is not that much ad-lib. I mean, we have a lot of really great writers that work, you know, tirelessly on, like, what's the best joke or thing to say, and I think that's... you know, I take that as a compliment, because, you know, it makes it feel like we're real. I think that what people are responding to when they say that is Whitney and I know each other. And so I think it comes with, I think our playfulness, because we know each other, you know, we weren't two actors that were just hired and then put in a room together that try to act like we know each other. We do know each other. And I think that, you know, look, I laugh during takes, and it's not out of character. It's in my character, because that's who I am with Whitney, you know? I mean, we're not in a relationship together, but that's what we do. We talk and we laugh, and that's what people do. And so I think that people respond to that and think that sometimes it's ad-lib. You know, I will say I'm not spot on line by line, because I'm just, because of my unprofessionalism. So maybe that comes off as like I'll throw in something that wasn't in the script. But that's, you know, that's every now and then. But I think that, you know, if that's what you count as ad-lib, then yeah, maybe a little bit. But mostly it's most, I mean, 95 to 98% is just the writer's work.
And now, what do you find are the benefits of having a live audience for this show versus, like, the other stuff you've worked on where it was no live audience?
Well, I like both. I like the challenge of no live audience, because I can try and make the crew laugh, and I know if I hear giggles from the crew, because they're supposed to be quiet, then I'm definitely doing a good job. But if I hear, you know, the audience is great, for especially for Whitney and I, because we're both stand-up comedians and we're used to that. I mean, we go on stage every night, so, you know, for stand-up. So having that audience there really feels good for us, because we can know a joke is funny because the audience is laughing at it or not. And so, you know, if the joke bombs, we'll rewrite it real quickly. The writers will rewrite it real quickly, and then we'll do another alternative version of it. So the energy is a lot higher on a multi-camera, that's for sure. And we feed off that as comics. It's great.
How's the difference for you to prepare for a stand-up gig and a sitcom episode?
The difference is I don't prepare for stand-up. I go up on stage with ideas that I think are funny, and that's pretty much all I do. And then I go on stage and I try to work them out. That is me preparing. But, you know, sitcom or the live studio audience, I got to go up and I got to be prepared when we're shooting. So that's what all week is before, just rehearsing and going over it and all that. I never do that with stand-up. I feel like rehearsing is performing with stand-up.
Thanks, Chris, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.